From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a possible suspect identified in Germany. A group of around 200 people outside of the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church in Berlin, singing and holding a banner that says, "You will not divide us. We are all Berliners." The banner was written in English. The group was made up of residents and refugees. Germany's interior minister says police are searching for a new suspect in Monday's truck rampage, but failed to confirm media reports it is a Tunisia asylum seeker with ties to Islamic extremism. Following a briefing Wednesday from security officials, interior Minister Thomas de Maizière said police had identified a new suspect, but he stressed he's a suspect, not necessarily the assailant. An arrest warrant for the suspect obtained by the Associated Press names Anis Amri and lists him as a Tunisian citizen born in the town of Gaza. The wanted notice says he has used at least six different aliases from three different nationalities in the past and is considered to be armed and dangerous. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was no doubt carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that Turkey believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who now lives in the United States, also the same man that they blamed the July's failed coup on. But Wednesday's news conference marked the first time the president had publicly made that claim. Gulen condemned the attack earlier this week, and the U.S. has rejected what it called an absolutely ridiculous suggestion that it was involved in or supported the assassination because of Gulen's presence in the U.S. This is VOA News. Amid ongoing accusations that Russia attempted to influence and subvert the U.S. presidential election, Europe is bracing for a similar operation by Moscow before a series of elections. France, Germany, and the Netherlands go to the polls in 2017, and analysts say Russia is already attempting to influence the outcomes. Moscow denies the accusations. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
As the chief European architect of sanctions against Russia, analysts say German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the European leader Moscow would most like to see voted out of power. In a speech this month, Merkel warned of the dangers of external attempts to hack the election, adding that German leaders must inform people and express their political convictions clearly. The Chancellor is running for a fourth term in power, but she does have an Achilles heel. Nearly a million migrants arrived in Germany in 2015, and analysts say Russia will likely use this to try to whip up anti-immigrant feeling. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
European leaders hope that by sounding the alarm early, any attempts by Moscow to influence upcoming elections can be extinguished. A new armed group in Central African Republic that's raping and killing civilians. It's called 3R, which stands for Return, Reclamation, and Rehabilitation. Human Rights Watch says it's wreaking havoc in the northwest of the country. VOA's Jota Kapua reports.
Since 2013, violence in Central African Republic has been blamed on three militant forces: the mostly Muslim Salika rebels, the mostly Christian anti-Balaka militias, and LRA rebels. But Human Rights Watch Africa researcher Louis Mudge says 3R is getting stronger and expanding its reach.
This is the first time that we're seeing a really serious rebel group emerge in the northwest of the country. They emerged in November 2015, but it was really in 2016 into September of this year that they've really started to get quite serious and aggressive.
Mudge says none of the armed groups in Central African Republic have any qualms about harming civilians. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Taliban officials said Wednesday it has released the video of a kidnapped American-Canadian couple and their two children to renew attention on their detention and press their governments to meet the group's demands.
They want money, power, friends. You must give them these things.
The video surfaced on Monday showing American Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle and their two children. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.